This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Ian is with us as well, but he had to step out for a moment. So it would seem that the eyes of Karen are upon us.
I hate that. You know what?
Karen, of course, being the pejorative used for busybody middle-aged white women who have nothing better to do.
When that meme was first developed, it was all about Xers, Generation X, which I've always had a problem with because Karen is not a Generation X name. Jennifer is, or Jen.
So your issue is with the name. So we should call them Jennifers, not Karens?
Well, it depends on what generation you're talking about, because both boomers and Xers have their snitches.
Sure. So do millennials.
But Karen is a boomer name. I looked at the, you know, most popular names by year, and Karen is absolutely an older, you know, 60s-type name, whereas Jennifer would be more proper if you're talking about my generation, which, and there are some Karens, but they're not. They're Jens.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with Karens because everyone knows that. And, you know, it's got the signature B-style, beehive hairdo, all of that, the overly large sunglasses, and just the vibe that she wants to see the manager.
She's there. I can see her. The manager is sitting there trying to, you know, talk some sense into her that, you know, we have protocol. This is how we do business around here. No, the employee wasn't out to get you. You know, he didn't have a personal vendetta against you, Karen. It's just, this is how we do business around here. All right, we'll take it back. We'll take the item back.
Yeah. So according to the New York Times, social distancing informants have their eyes on you. Now, I'm going to replace social distancing informants with what they really mean, Karen. Karen has her eyes on you.
Yep.
So Kevin Rush was at home.
What else is she going to do? I mean, she's...
But she's got no manager to complain to.
Her kids are in school. Where are her kids at, Karen? Go yell at your kids. Why are you yelling at your neighbors?
Her kids are leashed to her with those little leash things that Karen's put on their kids.
I haven't seen one of those in quite a while. I have seen...
Well, that's because the kids are at home now.
I've seen parents actually use them. They're usually at the beach or at the park. But I haven't seen one in a long time. I think that is out of style.
I haven't either.
I wish it had never
been in style. Do you know what that has been replaced with as far as the Karens are concerned? Actual animals, because these people don't have kids.
They have like poodles and stuff.
You're right. They're either at home playing video games, you know, because there's nothing else to do, or they never had kids in the first place, and they replaced their human child with
teacup chihuahuas and poodles and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It makes sense.
That's the universe we live in now. And everyone, what are you going to do?
So Karen Rush, they call him Kevin in the story, but clearly they meant Karen, was at home on a recent Sunday evening scrolling through Facebook when he saw a photo that shocked him.
It was him.
No. A man with an American flag bandana wrapped around his head stood at a rally demanding Wisconsin lift orders that had shuttered schools and businesses. That man was David Murdoch, a cardiologist from his hometown. And like the hundreds of other people at the rally, Dr. Murdoch was maskless and did not appear to be practicing social distance.
Oh, no.
I know, the horror,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Keep going, go ahead.
In one photo, Dr. Murdoch's arm was slung around a priest with the two holding a sign that said, "We are an essential service." His picture popped up, and when I saw it, I was furious, Karen said. I thought this guy is out here hugging people and rubbing elbows.
My God.
Without PPE, and he's actively seeing patients.
You down with PPE? Yeah, you know me.
And that's personal protective equipment, right?
You know Ken.
What that means, yeah.
Which presumably in this scenario is gloves and a cloth face mask that's useless and filled with germs. Because
and a satchel with Lysol and other disinfectants ready to go at a moment's notice. Or like Mark, Mark actually, have you talked to him about his hand sanitizer trick?
I don't know.
He doesn't shake hands anymore, or never did.
Yeah, he's kind of against that sort of thing.
He says when the handshake goes in, he pulls out his hand sanitizer and squishes a little bit in his hand.
I've never seen him do it, but he has talked about it.
Yeah, weird.
Well, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever floats your boat.
So Karen shared Dr. Murdoch's photo on Facebook with an admonition about the doctor who boldly attended a rally amid a pandemic. Go to his hospital at your own risk. Commenters piled on, and dozens of them contacted Dr. Murdoch's hospital. Karen Rush did too. By the next afternoon, Dr. Murdoch, 68, who had been practicing medicine in central and northern Wisconsin for 33 years, had been suspended for a week.
Wow.
This is silly. This is just getting out of hand. You know what I was thinking about today? The left, the left-leaning people out there, I've always felt that they were the excitable types, the adventurers, the cliff, the skydivers and the cliff climbers. You know, the people who go out on a limb, they take risks. They live on the wild side. Live and let live.
Not anymore, apparently.
And the snitches, overwhelmingly, I'm seeing, are from a certain tribe in this country, the left tribe. Which is remarkable to me because where's the risk? You think that they would be the ones going to the beaches, the ones not wearing masks, the ones going out and taking a chance because life is, you know, it's risky. But
yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting point, Conan, because, I mean, certainly to your point, the people on the right like to promote themselves as being pro-life.
Right.
So why wouldn't they take the extra cautious position instead? It's the lefties. It's not happening on the right, too.
There are definitely some. Yes, absolutely. But yeah. I would say overwhelmingly it is left-leaning individuals who... It's like full circle. It's like they have changed their entire...
I know why. It's
thought
the
process.
Thing.
Oh, it's all about science. They have faith. Now, so if Jesus told you to stay inside, conservatives...
That makes good
sense.
If it was like a religious movement, then the lefties would be against it. But because it's the science... And in fact, there was a guy protesting at the New Hampshire... There was a counter-protester at the New Hampshire... sort of freedom rally that happened over the weekend on Saturday, the second one of a large size, or maybe 400 to 500 people there. There was one guy who, he's actually in Vincent's video, which I haven't posted on Free Keen yet, but it is up on his channel, so I'm going to try to get that online tonight. But
so he had to break the quarantine that he believes in in order to come out and protest you guys.
So
is that right?
First he comes out, he's got a clown mask on. And he had an oil painting or something like that of a toilet, and he'd go and like try to hold the painting behind the speaker or in front of the speaker, and so then somebody else comes up with a sign and is like trying to hold their sign in front of his painting, and like the dude moves the painting, and the guy with the sign moves the sign, and like it's just this ridiculous
sign
dance.
Wars.
Yeah, and so then the guy ends up going away after some amount of time, and he comes back. Except this time he's got a different mask on. I think it was like a dog mask this time. But it was the same dude because he's wearing the same jacket. So you knew it was the same guy.
Is he like a furry or something? He's got all these masks in his trunk?
I don't know. This time, he had a couple outfits. This time he had a sign. So he got rid of the toilet poster board. But he's got a sign that says science on it. And he starts to, you know, move that around in front of the... suggesting that science has an opinion... And that it's this one irrefutable opinion, and that you should just do whatever science says.
Well, I mean, the science says that the curve has been flattened. The deaths are crazy down right now.
Well, it doesn't matter what science actually says or what the data actually suggests. It's what Neil deGrasse Tyson, what Bill Nye, and what the medical officials say the science says.
The priests.
These people are
the priests of science.
Right.
Yes. What they fail to understand is that in their magical, mythical adherence to science, they have in fact turned it into a religion. And they have no awareness of that whatsoever.
Well,
it's very frustrating to watch happen. And Neil Tyson, I've seen images of him with what is identical to an Egyptian painting of a sun disk behind someone's head. And it's just so eerily similar to images of Christ in the Middle Ages that it's like, how can people not see that they've turned these people into priests? And Bill Nye is among the worst of them.
Yep.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com, and it allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting a person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which finally means that you have access to a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we're talking tonight about this doctor out of, I think it was Michigan, but I've already forgotten, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. who attended a anti-lockdown protest, like the type that have been appearing throughout the country, and someone got furious, as they described it, and took to Facebook to blast the guy, and the doctor ultimately got suspended from work for a week. So he became one of the first public casualties, that's Dr. Murdoch, of a growing crowd of social distancing vigilantes. America's frustrated by fellow citizens violating government orders to wear masks, close non-essential businesses, and refrain from gathering in groups. Largely confined to their homes...
These people are the worst. I just want to say that. They're the worst.
Yeah, they are. Largely confined to their homes and worried about the spread of the coronavirus. Let's think about the logic of that. They're confined to their homes, but they're worried about catching a virus from people who are not in their homes.
You know, if a vigilante is someone who takes the law into their own hands, right? But this isn't a law. It's just, well, law of public opinion maybe, but it's not an actual law. So if they're...
Well, now, wait a minute, Conan. I mean, if you want to talk about their system, right? It's words written on paper by a man calling himself the governor, or woman calling herself the governor, that was authorized by a bunch of other strangers that sit around in a place called the State House, and they wrote down a thing at some point called the Emergency Orders Statutes or whatever they're called.
But aren't they all suggestions? Or is it actually an executive command?
Yeah, so these are called executive orders. Now, whether or not they're suggestions or orders depends on how they're written.
Now, how does our executive order slash command work here in New Hampshire?
You mean how does Sununu's?
Correct.
It's because I don't have an executive order.
Yeah, they're all very similar from what I've seen. Now, obviously, I haven't looked at all 50 states, but from what I've been seeing in the news and the research that I've done, it appears that most of these executive orders are backed up by the threat of violence to the tune of a misdemeanor charge, which in some cases, in some states, can be up to 6 months in jail. Others may be up to a year in jail. So here in New Hampshire, you could get up to a year in jail for violating His Excellency's orders.
But here in New Hampshire, you have the loophole that anything an individual determines to be essential is essential.
Well, I mean, that's what we have determined in our interpretation is a loophole. However,
well, it says that.
It does say that. But remember, in the world of legal land, your interpretation may be different than the interpretation of the man in the robe who ends up deciding whether or not you go to jail. And so if the man in the robe decides that your interpretation is not correct, and in point of fact that it wasn't an essential need for you to go out of your house, then you get to go to jail, and possibly if you want to, you can appeal that to the New Hampshire Supreme Court and see what those robed men and women have to say about it.
Well, this doctor didn't suffer via the state. He suffered via his workplace. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it basically,
but I mean, hospitals are also very closely aligned with the state. So, I mean, we don't know how private or public this hospital is.
Considering how much money they're getting from the state in these trying times, especially places like New York hospitals, they're getting a lot of money.
Well, plus we've seen a wide array of responses from state agents to this, the people who are violating the so-called social distancing. In some places, like New York City, apparently they'll like tackle you and beat you. Apparently, I haven't seen the video, but I heard about that they're like literally attacking people out in the streets, you know, to keep them safe,
obviously
from themselves or something.
Well, they must have. Have some special? They must have the vaccine. These Leos that if they're able to get in it right in your face,
right.
I can just see the spit just coming out some cop's mouth. You must remain 6 feet apart from each other.
But here in New Hampshire, we have been, I would say, blessed in a way with like a police department that, for the most part, seems to be leaving protesters alone. Now, they did pick on some parents in a park in Concord a couple of weeks ago, but even in that particular case, rather than arresting the parents, they, you know, just told them to get off the playground, and they ultimately did. So it wasn't as violent of an incident as it could have been. When we were at the State House over the weekend, there was not a cop to be seen anywhere. They didn't even drive by.
Wait, I heard that they were hiding around the corner.
That is news to me, if that's the case.
Which incident are you talking about?
I'm talking about Saturday's protest in New Hampshire.
I saw some comments that said that they were there, but they were there was a bunch of them hiding around the corner.
I didn't hear anything about that while I was there, and I was there for more than 2 hours. I didn't see a single cop car even drive by on Main Street, and that was also true 2 weeks prior to that when I spent most of my time standing on Main Street with a sign. So I'm like, I was monitoring traffic the entire time.
I'll tell you who wasn't there, His Excellency Prince Sununu.
Nope, he's probably at home.
What? No, you knew where he was at?
Where?
He was on the seacoast.
Mm-hmm. That's where he lives.
Well, yeah, he had a Facebook post about how he's discovered some secret landscape right there on the seacoast that he never knew was there. And he's like, why don't you guys at home post pictures of your favorite place to go visit?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was, oh, my God, it's
Did
disgusting.
Did a bunch of people post, like, pictures of bars and stuff?
No, it was all...
I'm going to look him up in the next break, and I'm going to do exactly that.
It's just this feel-good crap. You know, they're trying to distract the people who are stuck at home or feel like they're stuck.
Well, there were some comments who were like, hey, look, man, you guy who still collected a paycheck, who isn't at work.
Right.
Why aren't you at this event, you know, talking to your constituents about this lockdown and whatnot and about lifting it? And here you are off hiking.
By comparison, California had a protest, and there were at least 13 cops that I could see in front of the State House, so like lined up up the stairs, like where the entrance was. There were 13 cops just sort of lined up guarding the State House, whereas in New Hampshire there wasn't a single one, and there was even more than 13 cops that were just sort of on the ground. So there was probably a good 2 dozen cops at minimum, maybe even more, and I was just looking at one photograph. So in a lot of places there's a heavy armed police response to any of these protests. In New Hampshire, it's like they don't even want to see us. They're pretending like we don't exist almost.
That does seem to be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, when we go out to Central Square on Friday nights, they make it a point to not look in our direction.
They drive by.
It's unnatural.
It's like if you don't see it, it doesn't really exist.
Right. I mean, that does seem to be what they're doing, because if you drive by something happening on the square, the natural inclination is
look
to
over,
turn and
what's
look.
What's going on there?
But their eyes just stay straight ahead the entire time. It's funny. So across the country, these sorts of complaints have led to shutdowns of dog groomers, massage establishments, as well as citations and police scoldings to restaurant and bar owners whose patrons are lingering too close to one another. So it seems that you were correct. Social distancing is probably going to be here to stay.
I wish it weren't.
And the mask and the mandatory masks are coming as well.
Oh, it's going to get real bad because all these so-called opening rules are really intrusive.
855-450-FREE.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a Honeywell plant that produces N95 masks.
Moments ago, we saw the brand new production lines where you're making high-quality N95 respirators, and they are made to perfection. There's no bad masks, like various countries have been sent some very bad masks from other places. There's nothing like that at Honeywell. Respirators are there to protect our heroic doctors and nurses as they fight the unseen enemy. More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the next coronavirus legislation will likely address liability concerns for health care workers. Speaking following the GOP luncheon, he says he wants to avoid an epidemic of lawsuits arising from the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Rideshare companies are now requiring face masks. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Uber and Lyft are hoping that the growing use of face masks amid the coronavirus outbreak will make customers comfortable enough to climb back into ride-sharing vehicles. Uber will soon require that both passengers and drivers wear masks or face coverings in certain markets. They did not specify exactly where the new mandate would apply. Uber is also developing technology that would detect if a driver is wearing a face mask or covering before they begin taking on trips. The company already is using facial verification capabilities to check a driver's identity.
House Republicans, led by ranking member Jim Jordan of Ohio, are pressing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to stop blocking the release of 53 witness interviews from the committee's investigation of Russian election interference. Schiff's office has given no explanation as to why the transcripts have not been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And let's go straight to the phones. We've got Jay calling from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jay.
I miss being there in studio with you.
I miss you, too.
But, you know, got a new baby and just be and doing some food prepping, so I've been busy. And I wanted to tell you guys a little story about this food shortage that we're about to have in this country.
Okay.
I responded to a Craigslist ad. I've been looking to buy pigs and cows, and I've been buying pigs and cows and chickens and sheep and helping people get themselves some livestock in their backyards. And it was a business I was in years and years ago, so I know how to do it, and I'm doing it again. Anyways, so I made arrangements to go buy a whole bunch of what are called market hogs. And market hogs are about, these pigs were 300 pounds, and they were basically at a stockyard in Pennsylvania waiting to go to a Tyson butchering facility.
Whoa, you got full-grown hogs?
This guy has full-grown 300-pound hogs.
Holy crap, I might have to go with you.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you about what happened. So I was going to, he says, all right, we are ordered to gas them on Monday. I have to get rid of them before Monday. So this guy raises I think he said he had like 1,500 or 1,200 hogs or something that they're going to do this to. He raises several thousand a year for Tyson, big farm operation. And
they were just going to kill them?
Euthanize them, correct.
They're just going
to bury them because they got nowhere to sell them to ship them to.
Because they can't, they can sell them. They can't process them. Tyson had to shut down their processing facility, or it's operating at like 8%. The numbers are all over the place. Social distancing. People are afraid to go to work. The supply chain and everything is massively, massively, massively disrupted right now, especially with, like, in any kind of processing. So the bottom line is, so I was ready to get in my truck Saturday, drive down to Pennsylvania. Get as I can put about 40 of these hogs in my trailer, I think. And the guy says, oh, I can't sell them to you. I says, what do you mean? He says, oh, my lawyer tells me that I'm in violation of the anti-competition clause in the
Ian, you're shaking your head. Can you?
I don't even want to know what this means.
So
what does that mean?
Because
I want to know what that means.
So what this means is this farmer is essentially a slave to Tyson.
Okay.
That's what this means.
Hmm. Which is owned by China. Which is owned by China, by the way.
Oh wait, so he's got a private contract with Tyson that says he can't sell to anybody else.
I think so. That's what I'm assuming. Now, some of the story I've just told you, just to be very clear with everybody, some of the story I have just told you, I added some assumptions to it. I didn't talk to the guy about the contract. What I did was this man was tremendously upset. He's probably 60 years old, and he was like, I thought he was going to start crying when I was talking to him on the phone. He's been farming pigs his whole life, and he's very proud of his pigs he raises, and he has to gas them. And he would rather give them away. His insurance company will not pay him. They have, like, a casualty insurance for, like, everything, you know, so this would probably be covered under for that. His insurance will not pay him unless they euthanize him. And Tyson, you know, he don't want to lose his contract with Tyson. He's all set up for that whole operation. You know, it's like a union worker. They say, hey, listen, you can't do this. Or the union's going to expel you, and you won't be able to get all these great benefits. And these guys, that's just the way they live. You know, that's what they understand how they do things. It's, the farmer's a slave.
Jeez.
I mean, that sounds about right based on what I know about Tyson from having watched documentaries like Food Incorporated and things like that. Tyson is cutthroat. They're as bad as Monsanto, really. I mean, they seek out these farmers, and they use their team of lawyers to restrict them and bind them and just bludgeon them to death with the legal system.
Yep, yeah, and they make plenty of examples. I mean, Monsanto does this to guys who are totally innocent, to where some of Monsanto's genetics get into the man's corn he's growing, and then Monsanto literally flies over with a crop duster, puts sprays Roundup on it, and 20% of the corn lives because it got genetics from the neighbor's corn, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that farmer lost. This was in the 90s. There's all kinds of sick stuff. And you mentioned Food Inc. Yeah. Everybody needs to watch Food Inc. It is so relevant right now. It is so relevant. And, you know, 50 years ago...
I'll probably watch it again at some point this week. Because it's been years since I've seen it. But you're right.
50 years ago... In 1970, a little town I grew up in, Palmer, Mass., there's four villages, and the villages are like a Polish village, an Irish village, and an Italian village, I think, and a Portuguese kind of village mixed in there. And there was like six Portuguese butcher shops, five Italian butcher shops, three Polish butcher shops, and a couple Irish butcher shops. None of those exist anymore because companies like Purdue and Tyson introduce legislation to Congress to say, hey, listen, all the processing facilities need to have all this special new and dandy equipment that only we can afford, that we already have, actually. And it put all the small mom-and-pop butchers out of business.
That's sad.
And just like, you know, because all of us, I think, on the line right now have been in a state house and seen how these disgusting lobbyists, you know, push for the big money and the big control. And it's the same in everything.
Yep.
And the solution is to decentralize everything. That's what we're working on here in New Hampshire. And I am so happy that I am in New Hampshire and not anywhere else, because I think this is the best place to be with all of us people. We have a great community who have moved here.
So, Jay, you foresee food shortages in the near future, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope it's not too little too late, honestly, Jay, because, I mean, there's still, even though we're in New Hampshire, we're surrounded by some pretty independent-minded neighbors, people that care about freedom sort of natively. There's also a lot of people here that have come here from Massachusetts. I mean, you accept it, obviously, but, you know, your typical masshole or whatever. And, you know, we've seen these polling numbers suggesting that people in New Hampshire, by and large, appreciate the social distancing and don't really seem to care that much about getting back to normal. It's pretty disturbing. I mean, so then again, we don't know who they're talking to on these polls. So what's the reality?
Right. Nobody's asked me.
Right.
You know, and the people that they're asking on polls are people with landlines.
Well, they're home right now, right? Although, don't they use cell phones these days for polls to some extent?
I've gotten calls on my phone for polls and stuff. So, yeah, I would think so.
I have a New Hampshire landline.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, during all the election crap, 7-8 phone calls a day.
Hmm.
And all those polls are, you know, tremendously, you know, swayed one way or another. I can tell by the first or second question, usually.
Jay, thank you so much for the call.
Yes.
I would like to see more time for people to make preparations for the economic collapse. Now that people hopefully will take it more seriously. Because the preppers used to sound crazy. They no longer sound as crazy as they did a year ago.
Now they look prepared.
Yeah. I've said before, I have talked to many of my neighbors in the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I still don't see any of them doing anything but walking around, walking their dogs. None of them are putting down new soil. None of them are you know, planting or doing anything.
Well, because they're convinced that this one is going to blow over.
They think it's just going to, exactly, things are going to blow over. So they haven't learned from this.
Well, I think this one's going to blow over, but the next one probably won't.
And all these selfish yahoos that are talking about, we need to stay home for until June. It's like, where's your money coming from? How are you going to pay your bills? A lot of them are retired, by the way. We live in an older state. But a lot of the youngers, they think that the government is just going to bail them out, that they're not going to have to pick themselves up by their bootstraps.
Well,
they really do think that someone is going to swoop down and save their sorry butts.
Well, it is. That's what the government has been doing.
But it's not going to happen.
What's the money going to buy if there's nothing else on the shelf?
You're not going to have pigs and chickens to eat anymore. You're going to be eating bugs. You're going to be eating the stupid Impossible Burger.
855-450-3733.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And during the break, we just were going over the legal shenanigans of the state and the executive order here in New Hampshire, which is probably one of the simpler executive orders to come out, and it's just a mess.
It'll drive you mad.
Yeah, it's just may, must, shall,
you
should.
Shall obey.
It's so confusing.
Or you should obey.
Or you should, or you will, or whatever.
Or it's generally recommended to obey. It's just a total mess. I can't imagine. You know, I think you're right. They're relying on people to just take it as being required, because the actual text is nonsense from the start.
Well, number one, people don't understand legalese. I can't claim to understand it particularly well, but I've had some experience reading it. I know a little bit about it. But then again, as we were pointing out earlier, it's all about the interpretation of what the legalese is.
Yeah.
But with words like should and may and shall, it gets really confusing, especially when they use different words like that within the same paragraphs without actually reading through this, because it's incredibly boring. So
yes,
most people are just going to go on what they've heard, I suspect. I wonder how many business owners, when they
have actually read any of this.
Right. How many business owners, when they hear the governor has issued a reopening order, how many of them will actually read the order, and versus how many will maybe like hear a rumor, or how many of them will read the mainstream media's interpretation of the order? Because the mainstream media, when you go out and you read the news articles about
this, it's a lockdown order.
It's like, you got to do this. Restaurants must do this and this and this. But then when you read the actual text in New Hampshire, my interpretation is that all the restaurant rules are completely optional. Now, there's some so-called universal guidelines, a couple of which seem to apply to all businesses, but it's not clear. It really isn't.
It's not clear at all. Like, the order says people must do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to look at what that thing is, it's all should.
Right. It's a list of things.
So you must do a thing that you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's you just nailed it on the head. You must do a thing that you should do. It's you must wake up in the morning to go get a job and work and pay your bills. Something like that. But you know what? Another reason why they write it the way that they do is because so seldomly do people actually fight this.
Right.
Take it to court. Take it to the next level. If they do care about fighting the man, fighting the system, it's these terms and obligations are very ambiguous, and I think they wrote it like that on purpose.
Well, either that or they just don't know what the hell they're doing and they didn't write it that way on purpose. But generally, it's lawyers who write this stuff. Yeah. I forget who it was that was saying they thought it was Sununu. I think it was one of our other co-hosts.
This was definitely not written by an attorney because it uses the Oxford comma and attorneys don't.
Oh, really?
They never, ever do.
Okay, well then who knows? But regardless, it is still, a legal document, whoever it was written by. And in legal land, words are supposed to mean certain things.
You know, they may just cut and paste it from some other state. Like, I like this piece from over here, what New York is doing. And, I like what Massachusetts is doing. I kind of like what Georgia is doing because they're, let's split it a little bit. And cut and paste, and they just throw it together.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, we've got a caller who is dealing, presumably, with idiocy from COVID-19. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Aria. Hello, Ian. Hello, Coney. How are you this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind?
We're fired up.
Me too. I mean, I think more and more people are, getting on board with the idea that this is outrageous. Since the big change that we've gone through as a society, this huge change has affected me a lot, obviously affected you guys as well. I've just been getting more and more sick and tired with it. I think it's such an example of government overreach for them to step in and say what people can and can't do with their own bodies, with their own time, with their own shows, whatever it is. And I'm wondering if you guys feel this. I feel like you do feel the same way, right?
I totally feel the same way, although I would quibble with the term overreach because it suggests that some amount of reach from government is appropriate. And I don't think that any government should have any kind of reach into anyone's business, into anyone's life. They need to butt the hell out and leave people alone and go away. But yes, obviously they have gone way too far.
Yeah, no, I think that, and do you think that, like, it's affected your show, like, your ability to do your show at all?
Well, I mean, we're still here every night of the week doing the show 7 nights a week, so, I mean, we're still cranking away.
Viewer and listener counts are probably up.
That's likely true, although we did lose one radio station as a result of having
the
positions.
You lost the radio station because you weren't allowed to do Topless Tuesday anymore?
No, that didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, you're still allowed to do Topless Tuesday. I'm not.
No, they were mandated. The government mandated them to stop doing it. That's what I'm calling about. That was the big change I'm referring to. When you guys stopped doing Topless Tuesday, it's changed my life.
I know. It still hurts, doesn't it, dude? I'm sorry about that.
Just pop it off right now, Ian. Pop it off right now.
But it's one of our
Twitch listeners.
It's still winter. It's cold.
No, it's not.
You're inside. Pop the top off for the folks at home. They're in a quarantine.
Yeah, he's repeating himself.
But my question is, did they actually make it against the law for...
No, he's BSing. This is a crank call.
Oh, okay.
That's all that was.
You know, there is definitely a crowd out there that are fired up. And they're angry, and they've got their signs, and they're going to the governor's house, and they're going to the state house. And
they haven't gone to the governor's house.
I thought they did.
No, they did in Michigan.
I thought we did it as well. All right.
Well, if they did, I didn't hear about it.
That crowd is getting a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they're all Trumpers, and they're all conservatives, and they're all nutcase murderers. But you know what? There's another crowd. And of course, you have your Karens, both Generation X and Generation, both the Jennifers and the Karens.
Jennifer, a younger version of a Karen?
That's our generation.
Okay.
Jennifer and then the boomers of the Karens. All right, so...
Well, who's the millennial Karen then?
I'll look it up during the break.
Okay.
So you definitely have the snitches and the toe-of-the-line, the bootlickers, but you've got this other crowd that's not getting any attention, and it's just the people who don't give a damn anymore. They're just going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Walmart. or whatever store is open. They're going to the parks. They're doing everything. They're living their lives. They're just going back. They're fed up with. They're not fed up with it like they want to burn something down.
Yeah.
They're just fed up with it like they're not going to deal with it anymore. It's like, nope, it's done. This doesn't make sense. Your models have changed like six damn times. They're not even pulling the charts out. They don't even have the charts anymore.
I think there's a fair amount of those people in New Hampshire because there's a lot of people on the roads.
They're
here.
Over the country. These people. Yeah. This middle group.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I wish I actually had numbers because the fired up crowd is a small group.
Well, but, I've got a story here, Ari, that sort of, since we're talking about this yeah. nonsense that's been going on and specific to what's happening here in New Hampshire, there is a story at seacoastonline.com. The headline caught my attention. But the article itself wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Headline, Seacoast Salon Owners Blast New Hampshire Reopening Plan. Now, when I saw the headline, I'm like, all right, business owners are like, they're mad. They're going after the government. They're pissed about this ridiculous nonsense and all the insane rules that they're forced.
Can I guess how it ends? They're upset that the state of New Hampshire is planning to reopen so soon?
That's a factor. So several Seacoast salon owners and hairstylists are concerned inclusion of their industry in phase one of the state's reopening plan will force them to, quote, run in the red, unquote, financially, while also jeopardizing their own health.
Well, so, they know they can stay home, right?
Well, so they're worried about their competition. Under Governor Chris Sununu's reopening plan announced last week, hair salons and barbershops are, by the way, one of only three categories of so-called non-essential businesses allowed to reopen this month. It's hair salons, barbershops, golf courses, and drive-in movie theaters.
Golf courses is such a bad look for them when you have so many leftists on social media saying, oh, no, you're unhappy because you want to go play golf.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
And then they're like, well, I'm not unhappy because I want to go play golf. I don't care if golf courses are open or closed. I'm not going to go to them either way. But including golf courses in the first round of businesses?
So obvious.
Not a good look, man.
Tanya Hart, the owner of Oomph Salon in Portsmouth, says, I think the restrictions are asinine. It's definitely not what I was advocating for. Per the guidelines set up by the governor's reopening task force, services are limited to haircuts and single-color root touch-ups. The guidelines specify blow-drying is not allowed.
Oh, my God.
The state is mandating cloth face masks be worn by all clients and staff. The owner of the salon says, I was advocating for us to open at a later phase. It's really just a frustrating situation. I think the whole idea of the task force not really hearing us was a blow to the industry all around. So she's mad because she's worried her competition's going to be making money. If she waits, she'll miss out. She's afraid she would rather wait. So she wanted everybody to be forced to wait.
855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.